Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On this Memorial Day, we want you not just to thank a vet, but do it over our air. Give us a call. Well, for many people, they celebrate Memorial Day by taking the day off. But we want to talk about work for just a moment. And Toyota auto workers are those who are returning to work tomorrow, who may not return to work tomorrow, actually, because the world's number one automaker is suspending U.S. production for 1 week beginning today. This is partly because of the earthquake and tsunami earlier. It disrupted Toyota's supply chain. And we're joined now by Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Good morning again, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Celeste. Happy holiday.
You too. You know, this earthquake and tsunami seems to have come at the worst time possible for Toyota.
Oh, for all sorts of reasons. One, it hit them just before they went into the spring buying season here in the United States, when more Americans buy cars than at any other time of the year. Secondly, it's during the big boom in fuel prices and the growing demand for hybrids and for fuel-efficient cars, so that they don't have a lot of the vehicles that people want right now. But here's the kicker. Guess who does? The domestic makers. So all of a sudden, while Toyota and Honda and all the other makers from Japan are struggling to come up with the cars that Americans need, for the first time, it seems, Detroit is delivering all sorts of fuel-efficient vehicles and hybrids, like the new Ford Focus and the Chevy Cruze and so on.
The Fiesta, that tiny little Fiesta that's the best-selling subcompact this year. In fact, I read this statistic, and tell me it's true or not. Nearly one in four vehicles sold in the U.S. in April was a compact or subcompact car, is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. Yes, it is. And this is the first time we've seen the market shift this dramatically since, well, briefly, very, very briefly, in 2008 when fuel prices hit a record. But really, we haven't seen this sort of shift in the market since the great oil crises of the 1970s.
And speaking of the 1970s, that's when the domestic automakers really took their first major hit. And that's because people said they became complacent about their position in selling American cars to American people. And now people are saying that the Japanese automakers like Toyota and Honda became complacent, and that's what's happening now.
Yeah, exactly. It's very interesting to watch what has happened. Toyota, of course, has been hit twice. They got slammed really badly because of all their problems with safety, which you and I talked about a number of times over the last 18 months, almost 2 years now. And coming out of that, just as they were beginning to recover, Toyota in particular got hit by the Japanese earthquake and everything that followed. So they have had a serious problem recovering. Interestingly enough, Toyota will almost certainly fall from the leadership, the number one position as the best-selling automaker in the world, which it has been for, 3 years now. They will almost certainly slip behind General Motors this year, and they could, depending on how fast they recover, could even slip behind Volkswagen to become number three.
All right. Well, let's talk about this particular shutdown, because I was really surprised to see this announcement. Why is Toyota shutting down?
Okay, let me back up a second. Now, I spoke with some of the Toyota people just before the holiday, and they reminded me that they had signaled that this shutdown was coming. So it's not entirely new. They had been talking about this, and I think they were just using the holiday break to sort of shut things down so they had a few more parts for the weeks to come. The Japanese crisis that was kicked off on March 11th has been a disaster. Hundreds of suppliers are based in that area of Japan where the earthquake and then the tsunami hit, and they have been struggling to come back up to speed. Toyota itself will probably lose close to 1 million units of production, but some of the other Japanese makers, notably Honda, will lose a lot as well. They're simply short of all sorts of parts. Particular problems with computer chips. One of the biggest makers of automotive computer chips, Renesas, is located in the earthquake zone. So are a lot of resin or plastic makers and rubber makers. And it doesn't take a lot. You can have simply one little part, but a critical one, for an automobile, and that assembly line is shut down.
Don't those parts slowdowns also affect the American automakers? They use parts from Japan.
Yeah, they do. The domestic makers have been lucky. They have not been hit as badly. General Motors, for example, had a plant shut down briefly down in Louisiana. They lost a little bit of production overseas. Ford had problems with paint. They had a real issue. They told dealers to stop taking orders for some of their most popular paint colors, including Tuxedo Black. So, yes, you're right. And I should point out something that we should probably discuss is that this whole thing is going to really impact the whole future of the Japanese home production, automotive production.
All right. That's Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, have a happy Memorial Day.
And you too.